I'm gonna dip this potato in some crushed Vicodin. And there's nobody who can stop me.
Potatoes, 3 potatoes, 4, 5 potatoes, 6 potatoes, 7 potatoes more, 1 potato, 2 potatoes, 3 potatoes more, 1 potato, 2 potatoes, 3 potatoes, 4 potatoes, 5 potatoes, 6 potatoes, 7 potatoes more.
Welcome to the Potato Week Podcast with your host, Dan Fleming and Tom Crosman.
Thanks, TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Welcome to episode 173, or 4?
3. Maybe. I did not look ahead this week.
I didn't either. It occurred to me about 10 seconds into the song, and then I just said, fuck it, it'll take me too long to get there on this awful laptop, so... it probably would have froze the recording.
I will use the Google machines.
I think it's 173. It doesn't really matter.
We'll put the right number when it's there.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, by the end of the show, we'll know. We'll start with Aunt Becky. She had a court appearance this
173.
Week. 173. Nice. She had a court appearance this week, and I think it was just to see if she and her dirtbag husband could have a shared defense or the same legal team and all whatnot. And I think that's all it was. Also, the her defense is to literally plead ignorance. That she didn't know what she was doing was against the law. Couldn't anyone do that?
Yeah. I didn't know speeding was against the law.
Yeah,
I didn't know I couldn't kill that person.
I thought you could go as fast as you wanted.
Yeah.
That guy has a boat. I wanted it.
I mean, it's like the one thing you hear is ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Right. Right. So I'm not sure how that's going to go for
I think it'll work out great.
For Aunt Becky and Mossimo. Yeah, I think they'll just come up aces.
Judge is going to be like, case dismissed.
Well, let's not even fucking
start. You didn't know?
Wait, you didn't... Why didn't...
Sorry for wasting your time.
Yeah, we could have saved everyone a shitload of time had you just mentioned that in the first place.
I can't believe that we've denied the world this many Lifetime movies while we've even been discussing
this. You know how many episodes of When Calls the Heart I could have done between now and when you arrested me?
We are sorry to the viewers of America for this.
Nay, the world.
Yes. I forget that they're probably very big in, like, Belgium or something.
Probably, yes, probably. It seems like the sort of thing that would be... Yeah. But in somewhere weird, like some Southeast Asian country. They're huge in Laos.
Philippines.
Aunt Becky's.
Philippines.
So, did you... Oh, first off, did you go to either of the big movies this week?
No. Okay. I caught up on movies that we had missed from early in the summer.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, because it comes out...
This week.
Are you...
It was still a good week at the theater for stuff coming out.
I guess Joker's good.
Well, that didn't come out yet.
It didn't?
Mm-mm.
What the hell am I seeing then?
Because they just released another trailer. So everyone's fucking shitting their pants over it.
I thought it came out. When does it come out?
I don't know.
We're good at this.
I know. I mean, it looks good, and I'll definitely want to watch it, but I just can't get excited for it. I really can't.
Me too. I don't even know when it comes out.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sure it'll be great. And it's one of those reviews that, like, I've been reading reviews of it where people, like, the wrong type of people are fawning over it. Like, this is great. This totally gets how I feel when Veronica wouldn't accept my date and dated Chad instead of me.
Great.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh.
Did
so
I
incels are all over this movie. Cool.
Super.
That's just the audience I'm sure they're looking for.
I watched the trailer. We might as well do it right now. I watched the trailer. Is this straight out of... Dark Knight Returns?
No, this is nothing.
But, like, the whole him going on the talk show and...
That is actually more... It sounds like the old Martin Scorsese film King of Comedy.
Oh,
with
sure.
De Niro.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he went on Letterman in Dark Knight Returns. But I think this is more... This seems like it might be more of the fantasy type of thing, like Rupert Pupkin in King of Comedy.
Because he goes on the... in Dark Knight Returns and murders everyone.
Yeah.
Including the host.
Yes. Who looked just like David Letterman.
in the movie, it's Conan O'Brien does it.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he kills them all.
No, yeah, it looks like it's going to be good. I don't think they want it to be, like, the official film of Boston Straight Pride, but the wrong people are going to latch onto this.
Because
it's all about a guy who's been rejected by society getting even with people, and that...
Yeah.
That's tricky in this era right now.
It is.
But it could be good. Should be good. Weird. Joaquin Phoenix is interesting no matter what he does.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he's always just... You just want to watch him.
Yeah.
Very watchable.
Mm-hmm.
That's more stunning insight. The guy that's on TV is watchable.
That movie star? You can watch him.
You can watch him whenever you want.
He should make a career out of that.
Yeah. He should do this more often.
I haven't seen anything he's been in since Space Camp. Has he been good?
What's the one that he is... I think it's an Amazon Prime. Something. He's not going to get far on foot or something like
that. Yeah, he's not going to get far on foot. Still haven't seen that.
Looks, I haven't again, yet. It's been in my good. List for like a year, and I haven't watched it yet.
We're just going to recommend movies to you this week that we forgot. We have
forgot even came out.
Top 100 movies that are forgettable.
Yep.
That you haven't watched yet, but maybe should.
But are watchable.
Yes. If you remember.
Literally watchable. We won't say anything more than that. So are you going to, what night are you going to It?
Probably Friday. Okay. Probably Friday.
Good, because I can't go Thursday. Because Fallon, I don't know how she was able to get tickets. Fallon was ordering tickets like a week ago.
Oh, you probably already can, yeah.
And she asked me if I was going to go on Thursday, and I can't because that's the night that Robin works late. So, and she was not going to wait until Friday because she can't possibly. I mean, how could you? So I'll have to go Friday night. So if you check out times,
I'm doing.
We can get
right
those.
Now.
We can do those live on digital recording.
I don't want Thursday though. I want Friday.
Was there another trailer to that, or did I just, or was it just more, more of the same that I saw?
Oh, there we go, Bangor Malls. Jesus, that's a lot of showings.
Good.
It's showing like all fucking day.
Well, it should.
Like 7:30. I like it when they have showings like a half an hour apart.
Yes. And now that there's no, air quote good theater to try to land, that they all have the good seats.
Yeah.
That, you know, it doesn't, the smaller ones are just as good.
Yeah.
Are the screens smaller in the back ones, or does it just
no,
feel
they are.
That
they
way?
Are.
Okay.
They are. It's been a while since I've seen one back there, but yeah, the last time I went in, I'm like, is this just a big projection TV?
Because we went to, is this just a big projection TV? This is just some jackass in the back that brought his home unit in. What the hell did we just go to? Oh, when Colin and I went to Detective Pikachu. It was like, you go...
Which showing did she buy tickets to?
Who, Fallon?
Yeah.
On Thursday night?
Oh, on Thursday night.
Yeah, she doesn't want to go on. She doesn't want to wait until Friday, so she's going to go Thursday.
Kids.
I know. It's fine. She's excited.
Yeah, there's still plenty of seats for like the 7 and the 7:30.
All right.
Whatever. And I'm sure the 8 and the 8:30 will be fine, too. I'm old, so I'd rather hit the 7 and the 7:30.
Yeah, so I can be home by 10.
But the 8 and the 8:30 have wide open showings. There's only 4 tickets sold so far for the 8 o'clock.
Huh. Well, get 2 to whatever one of those you want, and I'll give you like 2-3 bucks.
All right. Some shekels.
What else happened this week? Oh, Robin and I watched, I was telling you before we started, we watched Anna Kendrick last weekend in, fuck was that called? A Simple Favor. And then we watched her again last night in Mr. Right, which
just
was
Anna Kendrick all over the place.
Yep. We're Anna Kendricking it up. It was it's the one with her and Sam Rockwell. He is a contract killer who has, due to a head injury, he now has a...
Contract killers develop those a lot in movies.
Head injuries?
Yes.
He
More
has
dangerous in football.
He has a He is in an explosion, and he gets a head injury, and he finds his moral compass and decides that murder is wrong. So now, whenever he gets hired to do a hit, he kills the person that hired him because they were trying to murder someone, and murder is wrong. He's crazy, but he's really good at his job. He has a weird...
So he's murdering people to prove that murdering people is wrong.
Yes, it's like a warped morality. So, it was... It could have been really good, I think.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was okay. It was edited very oddly. Like, very choppy, almost. I don't even know how to describe
it. Like, throwback, like, late 90s, early 2000s, like, MTV-style action film?
No, I mean, transitioning scene to scene, there was a lot of times, and I guess this would be direction, too. A lot of times, you don't notice it in most movies, because most movies are at least directed competently. So you don't ever notice it, but directors have a way of, even when you're close up on someone, you know where they are in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're,
yeah, so the spatial, so, the spatial
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like a lot of stuff, I was like, wait, where is that person? It was really weird. It's kind of jarring when it's not done right. It just feels wrong.
Which is weird, because that's like editing and filmmaking, like 101.
Yeah.
So that people know where people are in the space.
Right. That was weird, and especially, I mean, it's not an action movie, but there are action sequences.
Yeah.
Because Sam Rockwell has to dance. He's like a dancing fighter. There, he's a little bit of a superhero. I mean, and that's part of the movie. Yeah. And I actually kind of like that because they leaned into it pretty heavy. It wasn't just, oh, he's just this super ninja type guy. He was kind of a superhero because he's a little bit crazy. He can feel things. He says he can feel the world moving around him. Like if something moves behind him, he feels the world move.
Interesting.
Or something. It was. I liked that they leaned into that, but then. The other thing is, in a movie like that, I should not be confused.
No.
I should not be, and it's not just the spatial thing, it's all, a couple times I looked at Robin, because I was cooking spaghetti too, in fairness, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. If you'd been sitting there with your notebook out, you would have gotten all this.
Well, but I don't think I missed very much, you know, just seconds at a time. And still, like, throughout the movie, I'm talking 40, 50 minutes into this movie, I looked at Robin like, do we know who this person is? And she's like, no.
Oh.
You shouldn't be introducing characters.
No.
50 minutes into
a
movie.
That's a basic problem.
Yeah. It was really bizarre. There were a bunch of times that I was, like, confused by the plot. And in a movie like that, you shouldn't be thinking about the plot.
No.
You know, we weren't watching Memento. You know what I mean? Like, there are some movies you're expecting to that you're going to really have to engage
Christopher
with.
Christopher Nolan, you should not know what's going on for at least an hour.
And you should be paying attention and trying. That's how you watch that. It's more of an exercise. Mm-hmm. Something like Mr. Right should just be dumb and you're staring at it and giggling for a couple hours. I also like that they leaned into the violence. It wasn't like a comedy where they cartoon up the violence. It was still a fairly violent movie. Again, I think if it had been in different hands...
I'm trying to find out who the director of Mr. Right is.
I know the
Oh, Jesus, written by fucking Max Landis.
Yeah, I was going to say the screenwriter is a real gem of a human.
Oh, God, he's a... Oh.
But
Verlander
was
3 outs away from a no-hitter today.
How many would that be in his career?
Like 3?
Several.
Directed by Paco Sabasis. Oh, he's been a director on a couple. He's been a director on Penny Dreadful, American Gods, The Alienist, Into the Badlands. Big time TV director.
Yeah, sounds like it. It did kind of have a TV feel to it, now that you mention it.
Fear
I wouldn't have
Dead,
noticed
the
it.
Strain. Yeah. Oddly enough, though, he didn't get into directing TV until after this.
Huh. When was this movie? When was this, Mr.
2015.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like last year. That's awesome.
Starring, though, character from Stephen King's It Chapter 2.
Yes.
James Ransom.
Yeah. He's a little prick, actually.
He's good at that role. Oh, my God. And the RZA was in this?
Oh, yeah. He was actually the best part of the movie.
As he should be.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to call her out on air, but Robin said when they at the end when the credits are going, you know, it does the.
This is probably the safest place to call her out, to be honest.
It is. You're pretty safe. It's not like she's all her friends are going to be like, Robin, what the fuck?
Tom is talking shit about you on his podcast. Did you know that?
You know, they go through they'll do the, not just the black cast, after they go to black cast listing, when they show the characters and all that stuff. So it was in big letters, and she said, how do you say that? Raza? And she goes,
you say it with some pizzazz, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to say it with flair. And I said, do you not know who that? Did you not know who that was? Well, I guess I didn't expect her to know who it was by sight.
I didn't picture Robin being a big Wu-Tang fan.
No, but I did say, I said, you don't, I said, it's RZA. I said, do you know who that is? And she's like, is he supposed to be a singer or something?
It's not like he's the
GZA. I said, well, yeah, I mean.
Fucking, I can't do it with that hand. Woo life! I can't do the woo with my left hand. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can only flash gang signs with my right, which really limits the gangs I can join.
Right, some of them
anything
are just
that requires both hands. I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. Do you have like a junior league?
Dude, if you can't make 2/8, you're out. I mean,
I can't do fucking bloods. Nope. I gotta like finger. I gotta glue my fingers when I have to make that gang sign.
So that was a roundabout way of telling you that Robin didn't know who the anyone in the Wu-Tang gang was.
Well, you know, not everybody does. Not everybody's Wu for life. Can't necessarily blame her.
What's going on now? What's going on? The
he is one fucking out away from his no-hitter. Wow.
Oh, you've got it on the big screen.
Yeah. He's got to get Bo, son of Dante Bichette, out, and then he's good to go.
Really?
Yeah. There's actually 4 players on Toronto that are all kids of people that played when we were kids.
Really?
There's a fucking Biggio, there's a Bichette, there's Vlad Guerrero Jr.
That one I knew.
Who's the other one?
I think that's the only one.
Oh, might not be playing. I can't remember, but there's another one on their team that's just like he's the kid of somebody,
some young yount or something.
Yeah, exactly.
What else? What else we got?
Well, we can go over the movies I watched this week.
Let's
starting off with one that I had no idea existed until a few days ago, but I'm glad I saw it because it's fucking awesome. The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, is that the Shia LaBeouf?
The Shia LaBeouf. That dude... He's
is that on Amazon?
No, that's still in theaters.
Where did I see it?
I don't know.
Yikes.
I'm going to look up the kid's name, because I don't want to be like... He's like the main star of the film, and I want to make sure he gets credit. As soon as my phone decides it wants to operate.
So did you go... So you went to this,
yes.
In other words?
Yeah.
It took me a long time to get there. Sorry. So it was playing in Bangor? Did you go to...
Yes, it just started playing up.
Huh.
Peanut Butter Falcon. And there's actually a really good story behind it. The lead character is a young man by the name of Zach Gottsagen. He's, as he describes himself in the movie, he is a person with Down syndrome who wants to be a professional wrestler. I guess the story behind this is the two directors met this kid years ago in like a theater camp where he was teaching people how to act.
The kid was?
The kid was. He was like teaching other kids with Down syndrome how to be an actor. And they were like, well, you want to be in a movie? And he's like, not yet. I'm not ready.
Oh, he still had to hone his craft.
So they wrote a script for him. And they've just been waiting to make it, kind of. They got some help from professional wrestler Mick Foley, I guess, with the funding. There's also Jake the Snake Roberts is in it. But the basic story is this kid...
Who's the one that I met? Oh, Jim...
Big John Studd.
No, Jim Hacksaw...
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yes. He would have fit right along in this film. In play out, it looks like Verlander threw his no-hitter, unless he hit a single and tried to stretch it to a double or something. grounds out Verlander with another no-hitter. Well, that's pretty much cements him getting the Cy Young this year anyway.
How many walks?
Box score. One.
He sucks.
14 Ks. One walk.
That's a shitty game.
As I say, today,
no wasn't
error.
Wasn't
perfect. No error. So yeah, he walked one fucking dude.
What an asshole!
I bet that guy's like, fuck. Oh, and it was Biggio. Biggio, there, who got the walk. But he's like, fuck yeah, I did. See me take that fourth pitch. The kid lives, and this is the part that's kind of heartbreaking because it's very much true. The kid's a young man, and he's living in a retirement community because that's all the state can afford for him. Because that happens a lot. One of the kids I used to work with at United Cerebral Palsy was 18 and was living in a retirement home, like an old age home, because that's all the insurance would pay for. Because there's no, like, there's not a lot of, like, group homes. So basically, the doctor fudged his mental health record and said he was mentally challenged. Gave him an IQ of, like, 68. So that he would qualify to live in a group home.
Yeah.
Which is not the case. The kid was, you know, I don't want to say, like, perfectly fine, because that makes it sound awful, but the kid had an average IQ.
Yeah.
But they fudged it to get him out of a, you know, fucking old age home, because who, when you're, like, 18, 19, wants to live in a fucking retirement
with community? 80-year-olds?
Although this kid got to live with fucking Bruce Dern, which was kind of cool.
Long-haired Bruce Dern?
Long-haired, or, okay. Crazy Bruce Dern.
If it's just short hair, Bruce Dern, yeah. I'm not interested.
I want long-haired, crazy Bruce Dern. Who help him escape.
I want it to look like shit lives in there.
Yeah. And the kid keeps trying to escape through schemes, and eventually he does, and he runs away wearing nothing but his underpants, and hides in a boat. This takes place in, like, the island communities of, like, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it's, like, super, yeah, rednecky. Hides in a boat that ends up belonging to Shia LaBeouf, who himself is on the run because he has burned all the crab traps that belong to, John Hawks, who then wants to murder
him. Uh-oh, Teardrop?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Not quite in full-on Teardrop scary mode, but still scary enough. Yeah, don't fuck with Teardrop, man. So they go on the run, and the kid, you know, from there it's like the basic heartwarming tale, you know, the angry young man, you know, finds a cohort in this young,
sounds like other young man.
It kind of is. They literally at one point build a raft.
There you go.
They come across this blind man who wants to help them, so he lets them, like, build stuff from their garage, from his junkyard, in exchange for baptizing them.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson plays the young social worker out to find him.
The 50 Shades.
Yeah. Who is Don building Johnson. An interesting career. Because she's been good in everything else.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty clear, because he's been good in other stuff, too.
Yeah,
it's pretty clear.
This was like a redemption movie for. Have you been in a shitty film? Come in this
one. Was she, I still haven't finished watching it, because I'm an asshole, but she's in the hotel one, too, right?
Bad Night at the El Royale.
Yeah.
And also good in that. She was very, very good in Suspiria.
So clearly just shit material.
Yeah.
To work with in the other movies.
Hey, she did it. She got her break. She got her name known.
She made some cash.
She's going to Robert Pattinson this bitch.
Yep.
So she's hot on their trail. Because if she doesn't find this guy, they're going to have to report it to the authorities. And then they'll lose some funding, you know.
They don't want that.
They don't want to lose their funding. But it is a very heartwarming, very, very fun film. Everybody in it is excellent.
He's really good in everything. He's just such an asshole.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be insufferable in real life.
Yeah.
But as an actor, he's
a really
good
actor, though.
Yeah, and he keeps doing interesting films.
Well, the next one, which is, I think, has shown at festivals and stuff, about is an autobiography.
The one that he, like, wrote, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting the title right now. But
Honey Boy?
Yeah, something
he's,
like that.
He's playing his father.
Yeah.
And I guess it's rough.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying it's really good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, who else? Thomas Hayden Church plays an old... Basically, the kid has been watching videos of old wrestling shows.
Yeah.
His entire life. And this wrestler says, you know, there's, like, an academy in North Carolina, so he wants to go to the Academy. Yep. They get all the way there. Find out the Academy has been closed for like 10 years, and Thomas Hayden Church is living in a fucking trailer in the middle of nowhere, much like probably most popular professional wrestlers from the 80s and 90s are currently doing.
Right.
Which is why it's kind of neat to see Jake the Snake in it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, and, yeah. But he's excellent. He plays the something-something redneck. It's a very unacceptable name, but... The Saltwater Redneck.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah,
is that Mr. Saltwater?
Only if it's only if you're using the formal usted. it's one of those movies that like it. I wouldn't be surprised if it pops up on a few, like maybe like a best screenplay nomination.
Yeah,
or stuff like that. It'll maybe make like you know the outsiders lists of potentially making. You know, and it's like, oh, these are the definite Oscar noms. These ones, maybe, but probably not.
But we'd like to talk about them anyway, so we can sound cool because we saw them.
Yeah, it's one of those films. I'm incredibly surprised it played up here.
Yeah.
It was playing...
That's why it kind of threw me for a second, that I was like, wait, you went to this?
Well, it's because nothing... I mean, everything... Like, stuff opened up this week, but this week, like, the top picture... Like, grossing film this weekend made, like, $11 million.
Yeah.
It's not... I mean, and it was even playing in Theater 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was fully expecting to
see, you weren't on the guy's projector screen TV.
Yeah, like we were talking about before we went on air. I was expecting to be in the back theater that's just basically, you know, big TV. But I was playing right up there, Theater 1.
Wow.
Yeah, it's probably not going to last there. I wouldn't be surprised if it's gone this week.
Yeah.
This week, but well worth it.
We decided that nobody knew when Joker comes out. I'm going to say October now.
Probably.
Does that sound right? Even though 20 minutes ago, I thought it came out this week.
October 4th.
Hey, see? I knew. I knew in the back of my mind somehow.
I didn't know Marc Maron is in that. I haven't seen him in, like, any of that.
No, I haven't seen him in any trailers, no.
Shea Winningham is in it.
Who's that?
That dude who shows up as people in
everything. Oh, yeah.
It's like, you just need a guy with that face. Get Shea Winningham. He'll show up for you. Brian Tyree Henry is in it briefly.
Did he just pull out of something?
Thomas Wayne is in this, and Alfred Pennyworth is also in this. I didn't know it would tie in that much to the Batman continuity.
I knew they had to put something in.
There's a young Bruce Wayne.
All right. Settle down now.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just an impassing
and they just happen thing. To walk by, like, the Zorro premiere.
Something. Yeah, Jesus. It takes place in the 70s, right? Is that...
It looks like it. Least... I don't think there's been a set, this is when it takes place.
Yeah.
But it's definitely got that vibe from, like, the clothing and...
I guess I didn't look at the cars very closely. That's
What's that car look
tell.
Like? That...
Yeah. What else? Did you watch any horror movies?
Yes. Yes, I did. I caught up with two films that came out earlier this summer that we missed. Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Oh, I did see that came up.
Yes.
Is it available to rent?
Yes, it is available to rent now. It came out this past week. It's exactly what you expect it to be. If you like the first one, you'll like this one.
Yeah. Well,
by the first one, I mean the one that came out in, like, 2014.
Yeah.
But it has a lot of the same problems, like, I don't give a fuck about most of the humans.
Right.
But
on the other hand, you can't have a movie that's all that, monsters, because they couldn't afford it.
No, they could not.
it would look like
shit.
And
this movie looked expensive. The creatures looked phenomenal, because there's, like... Every fucking Titan is in this movie, pretty much. And they all looked really, really good. This is directed by Michael Dougherty, who's done a ton of shit. A lot of X-Men work. And in one of the special features, it talks about how he grew up loving these films, and that shows.
Yeah.
Because it feels very much like an old Godzilla film. Kyle Chandler's in it, just looking perpetually like, what? Vera Farmiga, Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Tywin Lannister. who shows up as the bad guy, which is awesome.
Huh.
So it's like, of course Tywin Lannister is the bad guy. Of course he is.
I think the only thing I didn't like about the 2014 one, it was very dark. Like the
this one is too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, that's money.
They've all got Batman versus Superman / Justice League sky.
It's a lot easier to, it's a lot cheaper to do special effects at night than it is during the day.
Yeah.
Daytime effects are expensive.
And it also looks cool, though, with the monsters when they're using, like, their powers. And
yeah.
You know, lightening up the sky and all that shit. It looks cool against a dark background, but yeah.
Yeah.
Money. And this film had to have had a budget around $200 million.
Yeah.
Had to have. Even with minimal stars.
Yeah.
It's like Thomas Middleditch?
Oh,
yeah. He's in it as well.
Was he playing a nerdy scientist?
Oh, yes. O'Shea Jackson was in it.
Whoa.
So we got, Baby Ice Cube. Trying to think. Bradley Whitford, who seemed the only one to be aware that he was kind of in a B-movie.
You can see that from the trailer.
Yeah, like, everyone else is, like, super seriousing it up, yeah. And he's just like, this is fucking Godzilla, guys.
Guys,
come on.
It's a Godzilla movie.
Yeah. Nobody's getting an Oscar nom out of this.
That's a giant fucking moth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Play it like it's a giant fucking moth. Ken Watanabe, is it because you gotta have the Asian guy?
He was in the first one, right?
Yeah.
Is he the only holdover?
I
don't even remember
Jesus,
that movie.
I think so.
Isn't that awful?
I think so. Well, that's the thing. I really don't remember it that much either. I remember kind of what happened.
I just remember it being dark. I don't even...
And it was so dark.
Yeah, I don't even remember what happens.
Godzilla wreaked some havoc.
I guess. Is he the only one in that one?
The first one that actually pops out isn't even Godzilla. That was like the misdirect. There's the other one.
Oh, right.
Yeah. This one, the main other is Ghidorah. Because Ghidorah is pretty badass.
Is that the three big three-headed dragon-y thing?
Yeah, him, Rodan, and Mothra are like the main ones that show up. But it definitely has planted the seeds for Godzilla versus Kong, which is coming.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Are they going to make another... Would they make another Kong movie in between?
No, they're not planning to.
No? I actually kind of...
Kong was enjoyable.
I like Skull Island.
Yeah, Skull Island was...
I mean, it was... Again, it's a B-movie. It's silly.
Yeah.
But...
I liked it more than Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was more fun. But I watched that, and then... To go along with kind of the B-movie theme, I watched Brightburn.
Yeah. How was that?
Brightburn is fun. I think I probably gave it like a 3.5. But it was enjoyable. The kid's genuinely creepy.
Yeah.
It's neat to see Roy from The Office in like a leading kind of role.
Yeah.
Also, the... not Skinny Pete. But the other one there. Skinny Pete, that's the guy from Breaking Bad, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the other one.
His friend in that? The tall, dumb
Goofy
guy?
One. Yeah.
I don't remember what his name
was. He plays, like, Roy's brother-in-law in this.
Okay.
Meets a pretty horrific death. Spoiler. this film does not shy away from what that type of power is like. At all. It does not PG-13 this shit.
Yeah. Like when Superman punches someone and you're like, come on, man.
Yeah, no, he
that
punches one guy and, like, the jaw just kind of...
Yeah.
Explodes, yeah. You know? He heat visions another person's eyes and basically melts the person's head. As like a 13-year-old.
Cool.
Yeah. Totally is an incel. The kid's like an incel.
Yeah.
Because like he gets rejected by a girl and that's what just turns him down the dark fucking path.
Yeah.
Middle school is hell, kids.
Yeah.
But solid effects. They're a little weak in time, but again, this was a very low budget film, probably $30 million.
Right.
Written and directed by James Gunn's brothers.
That's great when that's how you're introduced.
Yeah.
Who are you? I am James Gunn's brother.
And not the one from Gilmore Girls,
right.
Or Rocket Raccoon.
Right.
The other
no,
one.
No, not that one.
We're third and fourth down the list.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's pretty bad that you're A, introduced as James Gunn's brother, and B...
Not Sean Gunn.
It takes like three guesses... And it's like, oh, I didn't even know he had another one.
Yep. But fun movie. Also, had problems with it being dark. Because, again, money.
Yep.
But I thoroughly enjoyed that film.
Something like that I don't mind as much. I wouldn't mind as much with the darkness, because it would lend to the kind of horror feel. But something like Godzilla, I want to see it. Yeah. Like, because Kong is all daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Or for the most part, if I remember right.
And then I forgot I watched that one, too. I watched the Banana Splits movie.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, you remember, like, the Banana Splits from Hanna-Barbera? Like, that the puppet rock band?
Maybe.
Okay, it's from the 70s.
Okay.
Somehow, these people got the rights to make it as a horror movie. It's essentially a Five Nights at Freddy's, where this kid, for his birthday, goes to the Banana Splits show, and the robots that are the Banana Splits go fucking haywire and start murdering everyone.
So it's not a puppet movie.
It's the guys in giant suits.
But the other people are like live action people.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With blood and guts and everything. I mean, it's bad actors. Bad actors. They could not have paid many people for this.
Like people that have never acted before in their
lives.
They're
actors. Not even getting the fourth gun, you know, brother.
Yeah, oh no, this. God no.
But it I gave like a 2.5 stars. It was enjoyable just to watch absolute fucking mayhem at a children's television show. I mean, it gets bloody.
That's really weird when you
Yeah, who gave this the green light?
Like, how does that even work?
Hanna-Barbera isn't exactly hurting. They still got that Scooby-Doo movie money. They still got Scooby-Doo money.
Oh, yeah.
That property will make them money forever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my kids love Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Which was a delightful surprise to me that, like, you can still
Speaking
get Scooby-Doo
of which,
kids
the
stuff.
The two Scooby-Doo live-action films?
Yep.
Written by James Gunn.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wrote both of them.
Huh, because we have them.
Yeah, you can't escape that gun family.
I actually like both of those movies.
They're actually pretty clever. They're cleverer than they should have been.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And and everyone knows that they're in a Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah.
No one thinks they're in Macbeth.
Yeah. The Banana Splits movie needed more of that.
Yeah.
Because this is people who are like, you can tell they're like, I'm finally getting my shot.
Yeah,
I gotta give this my all.
I'm gonna make the most of this one.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, you are. It needed a Bradley Whitford.
Yeah.
It needed someone to be in this. Guys, this is a kid's show from the 70s that no one fucking watched. This isn't even H.R. Puffin stuff, kids. This is even worse. It was fun. I mean, probably not even B movie. Probably like more of a D movie, but enjoyable. Yeah, pleasantly surprised. Well worth like the hour and a half that I gave it.
Now, where do you? Was that on Shudder or something?
I actually bought it.
You did?
I bought it on Blu-ray. They had it at a good price, so I'm like, fuck it, why not? Yeah, I bought that instead of like Godzilla or Brightburn.
Yeah, well.
But I figured, why not?
I don't know if the Scooby-Doo movies are on here or not. They might not be. I think. Holy shit.
Yeah, you got a lot of movies on your Vudu.
That's 285.
I know, I still got to get around to watching that Apocalypse Now. That's an amazing package.
Oh my god, I haven't even put that in yet.
That came out this week for 4K. And that's a 6-disc set.
So, what is this version?
This is the final cut version.
Okay.
Which is apparently, it's shorter than the director's, than the, whatever the last.
The Redux?
The Redux, which was too fucking long.
Wasn't it like 9 days long?
Pretty much.
Because it felt like it.
Yeah. It was a little bit too much of let's throw everything I had originally back in there, and it killed the pacing. Which, for considering the original is like 2.5 hours, it's a well-paced film.
You felt every mile of that river.
Yeah, you did. this one is apparently shorter. I haven't watched it yet, but for Bull Moose had it for like $17.99. You get the 4K of the Final Cut, the Redux, and the original. The Blu-ray of the Final Cut, the Redux, and the original. A disc of special features, and the Hearts of Darkness documentary and Blu-ray. For $18.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised if I would like it more than the original, I think.
Again, it's more of a... I want it because I want to own the original on 4K. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the original is still one of my favorite movies of all time. And the Redux, while interesting, I don't go back to rewatch the Redux.
Oh, I don't even think I finished it. So, I don't think I ever... I never made it up the river.
Didn't make it to the French plantation?
I don't think so.
Jesus, that scene
it
fucking...
It just took
that scene
forever.
Ground that film to a fucking halt. It's like, oh yeah, this is Vietnam and everybody... We're going to spend some time with a French plantation.
Oh.
For yeah. half an hour. And have Martin Sheen walk around going, what the fuck is even happening? More so than he does in the rest of the film. When he is more what the fuck is happening to the French plantation than to Kurtz's compound.
Yeah, at that point, it's breaking the fourth wall, and he's literally asking the audience, what the fuck is happening? Yeah.
Which happens all over that goddamn movie.
But, yeah.
I got that, and I picked up, I'm futuring everything right now, because Stand By Me came out on 4K, too.
Oh, cool.
So I'm like, I'll fucking pick that up as well.
Yep. That's what we've been doing with certain movies. Not every movie, but like the Marvel movies when they come out, we've been buying them in 4K, and the Marvel and the Disney movies, which I guess comprises like 80% of our movies, but still, those are the ones we've been throwing in the extra $4 or whatever to get the 4K. Although, I was thinking about it with Aladdin, because we just bought Aladdin this week. If all the movies are going to be on Disney Plus all the time, and it's in 4K, won't even need to... Mm-hmm. I don't even really need to get the Disney ones in 4K, or at all, after... Unless I just want to watch it early. Actually, no, this would be it, right? There's no more Marvel movies would be coming out between now and November, obviously, so...
No.
That's it. I've probably bought my last Marvel movie. Oh, wait, no, because Spider-Man will come out. Will stuff like that be on the... It can't, because it's Sony. That stuff won't be on the Disney Plus, will it? The Spider-Man ones.
I don't think so.
Because those are distributed by Sony.
Yeah.
They're just in association with Marvel / Disney. Hmm. That would be weird to have... We never even talked about that, the whole Spider-Man thing, but... I don't even know what there is to say. I don't understand how you can, either side cannot make that work. It blows my mind.
Sorry, I got some work shit here.
Do you want to pause?
No.
Or is it not that important work stuff?
No, it's not that important.
Okay. You carry on then.
Okay.
I'll just babble on to myself.
Oh, I'm still listening. I can't contribute much.
No, I just don't, I didn't even bother, it was so irritating to me that I didn't even bother to read anything. I just read the headlines that the relationship was over and that there was no possibility of reconciling or whatever. Two things. One, I find that incredibly hard to believe. Mm-hmm. These are not children.
Yeah.
They can... reason with one another.
One would hope. But they're executives, which is just
I just
barely,
don't I don't get
just
it.
Children with money.
Yeah, I don't get it though. I don't understand why
I don't
it
know
is
how
so,
they're not
it
making
is
it
so
work.
Mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. Sony had been fucking that franchise up for over a decade.
Did you know they put an extended edition in theaters this week?
Yes.
That I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, probably Marvel tweeted it out. I would have followed Sony Pictures, too. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I probably saw it on Twitter somewhere. But, I didn't look into what that exactly meant as far as extended by, if it was just like, mm-hmm. if it's just like throwing in deleted scene type stuff, I don't really care. I usually don't care about extended stuff. Other than Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything
this was like,
else.
From whatever our friend Brad posted about it, and from what he said, it was like a couple extra scenes that most likely would have just been deleted scenes anyway. Like, they show more of the fight, like the heist he broke up.
Yeah.
And, you know, showed him actually, like, apparently selling his Star Wars action figures to buy MJ the diamond thing that he bought her.
See, which, stuff again, like that...
Why does he have vintage Star Wars figures? He's not at the age to have that nostalgia.
No.
That's something we would do. Not a 20-year-old. Well, not an 18-year-old.
Yeah, the thing I don't know. I can't even remember what my second thing was. I remember I had 2 points as to why I thought it was dumb that the... I just find it impossible to believe that they can't make something work.
Yeah, there's got to be a set dollar amount where it's like, that's the magic number. And find it. Come on.
I mean, you're talking about splitting profits, basically. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I'm sure there's a million more things to it, but at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. That's what people always talk about with the... Because the collective bargaining for the NFL is going to be coming up, ramping up soon, because mm-hmm. I think it expires 2020. So it expires after next season. So they like to have it done mm-hmm. well ahead of time so there's no holdout or strike. And...
nobody wants that.
No. And they always start talking about, the commissioner's suspension power and testing for certain things and suspension lengths and stuff like that. And the only thing that matters is the revenue split.
Yeah.
All that other stuff is just fun to talk about in the news. Mm-hmm. But if the players have 50.1% of the profit and the owners say, hey, we'll give you 55% of the profit, but you have to test for marijuana every single day, they'd take that deal in a heartbeat. Because billions of dollars. It's... So it's the same with the other thing. What were we talking about? How did we even get there?
I don't know.
Jesus, this is awful. Long pause.
Long pause. Listeners.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Did you watch anything else?
No, that was all I watched.
Oh, we were talking about Spider-Man. That's how I got there.
I thought we were talking about how we got there from there.
Yeah, no, that's what we were talking about. So in the same sense, the Marvel and Sony, at the end of the day, you've got to, even though there's a billion things around the deal, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you're only talking about the percentage mm-hmm. of the profit at the end of the day, I would think.
Yeah.
That would be the thing. Work it out.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be that hard. People do it every day.
Yeah.
Neither one of you are going to lose, but both of you lose if you don't do it.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like the things that are on whales that eat the bacteria off their skin or something. It's mutually beneficial.
Which one of these is parasitic?
Right.
Marvel or Sony?
I don't know. We're only 48 minutes in.
Well, this
What else have we got?
This is the beginning of the Stephen King month today.
It is. This is an extra long... this is a 5-week...
You are correct.
September King month.
Same amount of days.
But yes. But 5 Sundays.
5 Sundays.
So...
Is it? No, it's not.
What?
There's no September 31st. Well, you still got August on.
I still haven't flipped it. You're not looking at the right place. Yeah. 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. Nice. All Sundays.
I'm not looking at the wrong thing. You haven't flipped your damn calendar
I'm
yet.
Only a day late. It's not like it's the middle of the month. I could do it now, but I still have to write in my movie from last night. What is your plan? I still haven't finished Good Omens, so I might have to just pause that and pick something else.
My plan, I've got about... Actually, I can tell you exactly what movies I have on the list to watch. Let me go here to my list on Letterboxd list. I have the ones listed out that I want to watch. Eventually. Come on, get to it. Get to it.
You can live commentate.
Waiting for this. Of course, as soon as I plan to start talking about something else. All right, so for the September King viewing, obviously It Chapter 2 is on there.
Right.
Which means at some point this week, watching It.
Oh, yeah, I should do that today. Tonight.
Want to watch my special edition Scream Factory of Creepshow. because it loaded with special features, so I want to watch that. The Mist, because, yeah, it's The Mist.
Yep.
The one thing I want to watch tonight, Return to Salem's Lot, because I've never watched it.
I'm sure it'll be a real treat.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be garbage. Yeah. But again, never watched it. My Arrow Video Children of the Corn, like, deluxe edition that came out. Needful Things on Blu-ray, because that just came out on Blu-ray. Bag of Bones, Salem's Lot, because I want to get some, like, mini-series in there.
Okay.
The Stand comes out on Blu-ray finally this month, so I want to watch that. Cell, just because I've only seen that once.
Who's in that?
That's the one with Morgan Freeman and John Cusack, which should have been, both the book and the movie, should have been better than they were.
John Cusack is batshit crazy.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the Night
Flyer. Just a little side there.
The Night Flyer, because that's another one that I've only seen once, and I really liked that.
Yeah.
Also,
what is that? What is that?
It's the vampire one, where it's got Miguel Ferreira playing like a TMZ type of reporter.
Is it in a collection?
No. No, no, no. It's actually incredibly hard to find on DVD.
No, the story.
Yeah. Night Shift, maybe?
Huh.
Or Skeleton Crew? But yeah, he plays a journalist who's following this vampire from airport to airport trying to find him. And then also, I actually have to add one to this list, because I just ordered it on Blu-ray because it came out and I missed it. Sleepwalkers.
What is that?
That's the one with the cat people.
Oh!
The cats can kill them, though. But they're cat people.
I guess I didn't know the name of it.
And the mother and son are kind of incestuous. And shit's weird. But that just came out on a Scream Factory Blu-ray as well, so I've got to watch that. And then, on top of those, as you can see, I'm wearing my Dark Half t-shirt today.
Yep.
I have about 14 t-shirts, so I'm going to pace them out a little bit. Maybe try to pick up a few towards the end of the month, but...
14 King related?
14 King related. Most all of them are It related. But
well, it's probably the easiest to find.
Yes. Although, I'm so pissed that Fright Rags did, like, a Creepshow run of shirts that I missed. Because I have the Fright Rags It, I have the Fright Rags Pet Cemetery, I've got another Pet Cemetery one on the way. But yeah, I really wanted, like, the Geordi Meteor shit t-shirt. I really wanted that. But I missed out on it. But yeah, and then I started reading today, this morning, Dr. Sleep.
I was going
to
do that too.
Because I've only read it once, and I want to reread it before the movie comes out. And then I also, to go along with that, after I finish reading Dr. Sleep, I'm going to reread The Shining for the first time in a few years.
When is Dr. Sleep out?
November.
And that's theatrical?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I want to finish rereading The Shining right around the time that... Because the 4K comes out, like, October 1st.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'll try to... I gotta go find it. It's in one of my big boxes out there. Here comes Pete.
Hey, Pete.
What are you doing, buddy? So, in other new big news, the new Tool album came out.
Yes.
Since we last recorded.
Still haven't got mine yet. Little pissed at Bull Moose on this one.
Did you end up getting it from Bull Moose?
No.
Oh.
No. Mine's arriving on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck it. It doesn't help that Monday's a holiday.
Right.
So that kind of shuttered a lot of stuff. Oh, Pete must have peed right there.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Concrete floor, it's not going anywhere.
Nope. But, like, they tweeted out, like, Friday, hey, we've actually got copies in store. And I'm like, you fuckbags. Like, I love giving you my money.
Yeah.
I give you my money all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
Hell. I don't think I actually told you I did this a couple weeks ago. I did what I referred to as the Bull Moose Trail. I spent a day off and hit all the Bull Moose.
You went to all of them?
Yeah. Bought, like, a used horror movie Blu-ray.
Isn't the furthest one, like, Presque Isle?
Sanford. No, there's nothing north of us.
There isn't?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, the furthest
south... Sanford?
Sanford, yeah. It was a fun day, though.
Did you buy something at each place?
Each one. Including some of the more shithole ones. Sorry, guys. Some of them are shitholes. we are actually quite spoiled by Bangor.
Yeah.
Bangor Bull Moose is by far the best.
Well, isn't it the original?
No, I don't think
so. What's the original one?
I think one of the southern ones.
Huh.
I don't know the story. Oh, Pete's going to go eat some weed.
Eat it up, buddy.
But, yeah, they tweeted out that they had some in-store. And they should have known what their initial orders were and pre-ordered pretty much closer to their initial orders. Because if they had ones on the rack in each store,
yeah,
they should have either ordered more or pre-ordered more. One or the other.
Maybe they ordered as many as they could?
I don't know. Actually, but then again, if they ordered as many as they could and they still had some for the shelf,
right?
They didn't pre-order enough.
Right.
They should have pre-ordered more.
All right, pause. All right, we're back. Did some cleanup. Cleaned up Pete's pee. Washed my hands.
Or multi-service type of podcast.
We got a water. And now Dan's got
I am looking at Fear Inoculum now. Yeah. As per usual, beautifully designed case. They do some neat stuff.
It appears it's to be magnetized. Yeah, it sure is.
Again, I can never remember the dude's art, but he's done their art.
Alex.
Yeah, he's done their art.
It's got the same name as the Bangor waterfront guy.
That's still using the eye. Oh, and that just kind of starts up automatically.
Yes, and that's all it is.
That's all it does?
Well, it's like a 30-second loop. Just kind of keeps doing that.
See, I kind of had hopes it would have something longer, but maybe where it's got a port.
Yeah, maybe there will be additional things. I don't know if that's... I mean, it's an old-style USB port.
Mm-hmm.
It's for charging. There's a charge cable in there. I haven't even gotten the charge cable out. The art book is actually quite nice, because the lyrics are in there, which is unusual for them.
Wow.
I don't...
That is something they never do.
I don't think any of the other ones have lyrics, do they?
Interesting papers.
Yes. It's like... The art book is my favorite part of the thing. I have not played
this.
This
is worth making it this. Jeez, when did Justin Chancellor become Viggo Mortensen?
I know.
It looks really? It's got nice little portraits, like presidential style portraits of all the all the main fellers. Yeah, this is.
And you've got volume control.
Wow.
On your little screen, you've got. You can pause it. It's,
this is quite good.
That would be cool. I didn't even think of that. I just thought of it, you know, for charging, but I mean, it's a data port, too. Maybe there is something you could... But what are you going to watch? Hey, get out your,
How cool would it be, though, to put the videos on here?
Yeah, it would be neat. Speaking of,
a little place for the cord.
Yeah.
Well-designed package.
Yes.
Really is.
Yep, it's nice. And I like the album artwork, too. Yeah. The actual, you know, the blue.
It's a gorgeous piece.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll be very happy when mine arrives.
So thank you, Bull Moose.
Yes. For getting yours out on
sending
time,
my copy.
Sons of bitches.
Now, I haven't played the CD yet, but apparently the... Because I bought the Google... on Google Play, that's where I bought it. If I had known, actually, I probably still wouldn't have done it. If I had known that I was going to get that, because I was expecting to get the physical one, maybe like Tuesday, like you said.
Yeah.
If I had known I was going to get it Saturday, I probably would have waited and just used the digital code that comes with this.
So I actually thought about that Friday morning. I'm like, Tom's going to work all day.
Yeah.
Poor bastard. I did too, but I kept finding excuses to go somewhere where I could listen to. Where I could listen to the next song, but that was like 15-minute breaks.
I got up at 4.
Did you really?
Yes.
Nice.
I was listening by like 4:45. I finished up at about 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also on. You know, you could watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
The whole album was there at midnight, I guess. But I just had so I just kept my Google pre-order, and so now I have a code for a digital that I can give or sell or whatever.
I listened to it on Spotify all weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I haven't listened to the CD yet, but apparently a lot of the stuff in between is only on the digital version. Mm. Like all those two, because there's like
four of them maybe?
Yeah.
Three, four?
I ended up just making my another playlist with just the six, like, proper songs. Because mm-hmm. I'm not even counting the chocolate chip one.
Although that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see Danny Carey, like, score a movie.
Oh, yeah. I bet he would totally do that.
I bet.
Wouldn't he? Yeah,
Adam Jones would, but it would never come out.
Right. I read something about the, I don't know if it was on the band website, YouTube page.
Do they still have the tour shirts available?
Yeah, that's what I was telling you earlier.
Do they still have the, I'm like, I doubt they have the prints, though. I totally would
no,
want
they don't.
Yeah,
they
like,
don't
I totally would want one of the prints.
No, they still have the,
wow.
The Bangor 2017 one. And it looks like they have all the sizes, too. What was I just going to look at? Oh, my Google Play. Yeah, I just ended up making a playlist of the six like uh-huh. proper songs. Oh, I was talking about the thing I read about the sounds for the chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember where I saw it now though. So that's helpful if anyone wanted to read it. I think it was because everything comes through on it's if you just say Twitter, it's like. It could have been any magazine or whatever, because
yeah.
you're...
Yeah, which...
I don't know where things are coming from.
It's funny that you brought up a magazine, too, because it's like, you would think the Revolver mag would be out at this point, but it's not.
But it's not?
No.
Isn't it the August-September issue?
Yes, but it doesn't come out until, like, September 6th or something like that.
Okay.
Which I get, because a lot of magazines do that. There'll be a two-month issue, and it'll come out in between the 2 months.
Yeah.
But you'd think they would have wanted this out when the album drops.
Yeah. And they had the... You can probably still order it because it's crazy expensive, but it's like $66 to
for
get
four copies of the same magazine,
just with different covers.
Yep, in a slipcase, no less.
Yeah, well, that's what you're paying for, I guess.
What they should have done is they should have like reprinted old issues, like for when the previous albums came out.
Oh, yeah,
that would have been because I remember they did a really good one when it wasn't when 10,000 Days came out. I think it was when Letter Alice came out. They did a really good issue when that came out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they did one for 10,000 Days. I just didn't notice. But that's what they should have done. Like, hey, here's our Tool-themed issues. You know, even if there's other stuff in that issue.
Yeah, just the cover.
Yeah.
Even if just the cover was different.
Well, even if it's not just the cover. Even if it's just like this is when they did like a brief article.
Oh, yeah.
I would have thought about it. At the very least.
Certainly more than I considered paying $66 for...
The same issue, yes. I would have given it more thought. And it's one of those things where it's like... It's not like the Child's Play movie where it's like, oh, I kind of want to get that box set, but I just know there's going to be another Child's Play movie in 2 years. Yeah. That's probably not happening.
That's not an issue here, probably.
No.
Yeah, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 that are kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't count the chocolate chip one. Or if you do count the chocolate chip one. I took out everything. I made a playlist of everything over 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Is basically
which
what
is everything else.
Yeah.
I know, because some of, like, I call them the interstitials, are long. One of them's like 4 fucking minutes.
Yeah, that one, the chocolate chip one.
Yeah. Oh, that one, and
the other one's 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, Legion and Oculent.
I don't need to be waiting that long between 12 minute songs. I'm all set. No. So just looking at my thing here, I'm on my 7th or 8th listen.
Wow. I've only gotten 3 completes.
Well, you see, Dan, I took all the short ones.
That is true.
As you can see.
I have heard Legion Inoculant more than you have.
So, yeah, as you can see, after my third time through is when I was like, fuck it, I need to just cut these ones out and do it the other way. Yeah, so, 7, 8 times for most of them. Right now, I realized this kind of this morning because I'm getting to the point where I recognize them now.
Yes, and that is hard.
It's
the first
very hard.
It's like, because what I had to do was, like, certain sounds.
Yeah.
Like, nope, that sound is only in this song.
Yeah. I'm starting to get to the point where I recognize different ones. You know, I know what is what. But it suddenly creates another thing where I don't know... Which ones? Because every one you're like, I like this one the best.
Yeah,
and then the next one is I like this one the best.
Yeah, because I remember I texted Goose Friday morning. I'm like, these are my favorite in order of the first 3 that I've listened to.
Yeah,
you know, And that's kind of held up. Because, like, out of the first three, I liked Invincible, then Fear Inoculum, then Numa. And his first response was, I like Numa. And that's like, well, fucking I do too, Goose.
But yeah, I think the first time through, mm-hmm. I got to the end, and I was like, I still think Fear Inoculum is the best one. And now, like, on 7 or 8, I think my favorite ones are Calling Voices and Numa.
I like Tempest.
Oh, I do too.
I think Tempest, again, by saying one of ours is the favorite, they're all fucking good.
Yeah, I think
Tempest, it's hard to go whether or not with Culling Voices or Invincible at that point, but
Invincible is, I think, the best sounding. The drums in that are amazing. This is, Ryan and I have been talking about this too, that this is like the best sounding album.
Yeah.
Even if you don't care for the music at all, the instruments sound amazing.
Yeah, yeah. The arrangement is phenomenal. And I mentioned this to Goose. I'm like, this is my least favorite Maynard album.
Oh, yeah, by far.
But I think he was smart enough on this one to just go, back off. It's going to be in the fucking background.
Yep, he is. I wrote, that's one of my, I only have like three notes, and one of them is that Maynard is background music.
Yeah. He's just another instrument in this.
Yeah.
Which is kind of where they've been going anyway. Yeah.
And I don't think it would be Tool without him, mm-hmm. but he's fine doing that.
Yeah.
This one feels further, and you're thinking of it, I mean, obviously the big thing around this is how long it's been since the last one, mm-hmm. but it's not just us that have waited, it's also been 13 years for them.
Yeah.
So this is the longest between albums that they've ever gone, obviously, mm-hmm. and actually there's more time between these two than
all the other ones, all the other ones, combined.
Yeah, almost all combined.
Yeah, I bet if you went, yeah. I bet if you went from
exactly almost
from fucking Anima to 10,000 Days, that's probably a 13-year span. Maybe if you even throw an Opiate,
I think you can go back to Undertow's 92.
Oh yeah, that's right. Undertow's 92. So
yeah, it would be the same as Undertow to 10,000 Days.
That was 14 because 2006 was yeah.
So that time period from Undertow, they put out
four major albums in that time frame.
Then there is the same amount of time almost than between 10,000 Days and now. So this sounds like it's very clearly Tool, mm-hmm. but it doesn't sound like anything else.
No.
No.
No one is going to hear this and go, "Is this somebody else?" They're going to go, "This is only Tool."
Right.
Only Tool. Which is, I had my car on the radio for a brief moment today. Fear Inoculum was playing on the radio.
Really?
Which blew my fucking mind, because I didn't time it, but it sure sounded like the full fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah?
Which, I bet DJs are loving that.
Oh, yeah, like, they got time to pee.
I'm gonna go piss, take a smoke.
Yep. Yeah.
Look, they're still DJs. Yeah. TOS still does have DJs.
They have 10 minutes and 21 seconds to contemplate their life decisions and why they got into a dying industry. This is, like, my first thoughts were, it's very dense.
Very dense.
It is definitely not for everyone. It feels like, I know all music is, but it feels very composed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, if, just picking a real famous one, if Mozart were alive today, it would sound like that.
I agree. I completely agree with that.
Because there aren't verses, there aren't choruses,
there's no verse-chorus-verse structure.
I think it's, Invincible is like three songs.
Yeah.
Like it, and I don't remember. See, that's the thing.
Is that the 15-minute one?
No, the 15-minute one is Tempest. Okay, Invincible Tempest is the one that has the echoey drums in the middle end.
See, again, I'm like, is that the long one or the really long one?
Yeah.
Because Tempest is the same way where you're like, this song sounds over. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, no, it's not. It's got a lot more.
Yeah. I like, it was weird the first couple times hearing Descending with words and changing from that opening riff because they just do that little, almost a Last of Us theme sounding thing in concert. They've been doing that for like a decade.
Yeah.
And they just do that for like 4 minutes. But then they've added another 9 to it and some lyrics.
They took that one song and made it 2 more.
Yeah. it's, again, even, again, I totally recognize that it's not for everyone, but you can't listen to it and not be impressed by...
One reviewer I read made the great comment. He's like, you actually can't discuss or review this film, this album, without kind of sounding like a douche.
Yeah.
Because this goes beyond the, no, this is a really catchy riff.
Yep.
The lyrics are good. This is, when you start, he was like, when you start discussing time signatures in songs, you're treading dangerous ground.
Yeah.
But you have to for this.
There's points in Invincible where the bass and the guitar are completely opposite each other at different volumes, and then they come together and go back. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't happen by accident.
It's an amazing album to listen to with headphones on.
I still haven't
absolutely
done it.
Absolutely amazing.
And I still have not done that.
Yeah, you need to.
I wanted to do it today because we went to Bangor, and I was going to politely ask my wife to leave me alone while we drove down so I could listen to it on headphones, because it freaks me out to, especially down here, listen to anything. I don't like to put headphones on down here.
No.
It creeps me out because...
Intruder in the Home type of movie shit.
Yeah. So I was thinking, well, I'll just listen to it in the car on the way to Bangor. But no, I got out to the car and she was already in the fucking passenger seat. She knows.
Mm.
So I drove. I suppose I could have done it on the way home. But no, I haven't done that yet. So I'm anxious to, because of the way... you also don't hear a lot of albums where the... It's not just that they're louder. The drums are out front. The drums,
they should be.
The drums are the lead vocals.
Yeah, I have long thought that Danny Carey is just an underappreciated, like, publicly in the music industry, like, drummer.
Yeah.
Because people always, you always hear, who's the best drummer? You always hear, like, fucking Neil Peart and John Bonham, and I'm like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Well, they're no Danny fucking Carey. That dude is insane.
Yeah.
With what he can do.
And not just what he can do, he's the most creative drummer ever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
There's no point. I'm like, is he, like, playing, like, three different types of things right now?
Yeah.
And while you're like, no, that would just... That's just different tracks, overdubs. Probably not.
Yeah.
He, like, his drum set is a thing of beauty.
Yeah. And I was telling my brother, there's a really good... it's a little three-part YouTube series from Vic Firth, the people that make his sticks. And in one of the, like, part one, he talks about his drum kit and how it's arranged and why, and some of it was by accident, and, you know, he just talks about that. It's just really cool. And then the second one, he's explaining his signature stick and whatever. But,
oh, yeah. But, I mean, I've heard him talk about, like, where he drums in a geometrical pattern.
Yeah, because it's efficient.
Yeah.
You can't do that shit. Like, Ryan and I were talking the other day, like, Tommy Lee is a phenomenal drummer, but he couldn't play that stuff because he's flailing around too much.
Yeah.
You just couldn't do it. Travis Barker.
You'd get tired.
Yeah. And also, you just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And you couldn't continue to do it.
Yeah.
But Matt Cameron is very similar. His upper body does not move.
Yeah.
But his arms don't even really move. But everything else is just a blur.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, those guys are both in their mid to late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason they're still doing it, and it's because they've been doing it right
you
know, all these years. But yeah, going back to your douche comment, you know, you can really, like, my other favorite band, obviously, is Pearl Jam, and while they always will be, it's not close to the same thing. It's not, they can't do that.
No, not, I don't know if there are bands that can, other than...
No, I don't think there is.
Yeah. Nor would they just from a financial standpoint.
Well, yeah, most
bands are like, we gotta put out a band. Yeah, we gotta put out an album every 3 years, or else we're done.
You can tell, I'm sure it could have been done faster, but it makes sense that this took 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's still, even cut down, even if when you cut out all the four, you know, 2 to 4 minute things, it's still like an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it is just repeat and then fade out. It's all, they are all composed from the first second to the 15:44 mark.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, No, a Poison song is over at the 2:30 mark, but it just drones on for another
minute. Yeah, they're just repeating the chorus.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not... None of these are that. None of these... It's like... It's kind of like classical music.
No, I will be incredibly interested to see what of this they include in the new show, the tour.
Yeah, I'm guessing...
Because they never include everything when they open a new show.
No, they...
And also, this will be the first time in, 13 years where they have new shit to add, really.
Well, they've been playing Descending and Invincible all summer. So I wonder if they'll take those out. I imagine they would put Fear Inoculum in. And then, I don't know.
Yeah.
And exactly. Probably,
I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe Fear Inoculum and two other ones. And it's... It sounds like, there's only six legit songs, but again, it's like an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, it's plenty.
Oh, yeah.
I've really enjoyed it. It's as someone that I knew that, you sort of in the back of your head are thinking about that we're going to eventually have to talk about this, so you kind of are trying to rank things in your head. It's a little frustrating because, like I said earlier, every one you're like, no, I think I like this one.
Yeah. And it's frustrating for me to talk about because I'm not versed in musical theory.
Yeah.
Like, so there's certain times I'm like, I want to talk about this, but I don't even know how to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because they're doing shit beyond that's a really great guitar riff.
Yeah.
It's like, no, there's so much more to it. Because like when you said the word that it's composed, like, exactly.
Yeah.
If you take Maynard out of this is almost a movie score.
Yeah.
You know?
He's worked in movies before. It would actually make sense to have for Adam Jones to eventually want to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did he work on
Jurassic Park.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
he worked on something big.
He worked for ILM, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got that Jurassic Park money.
Yeah. Well, that to your point earlier about the, you need money to be able to sit out this long and do something like this.
I bet their finances have been amazing this month.
Oh, God.
Because, like, when I did the Bull Moose tour, every Bull Moose had, like, a massive Tool display.
Yeah.
That had, like, the LPs, the CDs, everything, other than, Salable.
But yeah. I was...
Everything that was available was out.
I was curious to see, because we went to Target this morning, and I was curious to see if there would be any. There was no display or anything like that.
Yeah.
But in the new releases, it was gone. I mean, obviously, it was gone. Yeah. But it had been there.
Yeah, I want to know what the sales numbers are after this week. I want to know how many they sold.
Well, as many as they made.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, when you think about this,
average price, $40.
Yeah.
Deluxe edition.
It was $44.99 at Target.
Yeah. And that's the only release that's been announced so far.
There will
eventually, of course, be the regular CD edition, but...
I'm really surprised it didn't come out at the same time. Doesn't that seem silly?
But I imagine they did this to counteract digital sales.
Or are CDs that insignificant?
Oh, they're that insignificant. Which is why I think... I mean, they've always done more with their packaging anyway.
From
the fucking lenticular cover on fucking Undertow.
Yeah, I'd be...
Or not Undertow, Anima had the lenticular.
Yes.
But...
And the Lateralis was, like, transparent, right?
Yeah.
And the actual case had something on it.
And then there was the 3Ds of 10,000 Days.
Like, goggle type
things? Yeah, you flipped up one side and it had little 3D lenses and you got to... And then you flipped up when the photos... They actually... I noticed this, too, when I did the Bull Moose tour. They changed the cover of Anima. It's now got, like, the Maynard sitting on the...
Really?
Yeah, with the Bill Hicks Doctor thing. That's the That's the cover now, and I'm like, that's interesting.
I assumed the Opiate cover was different. It is on digital. It's changed on all the digital ones. I actually like that artwork better.
But, I do too.
It goes along with the theme more.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was. But to counter what I was saying, why wouldn't they just put out the regular CD version? I guess anyone... Did anyone go to Target? Did anyone know to go to Target or wherever on day one looking for the Tool album that wouldn't want that version.
I don't think so.
So you know what I mean?
I can't imagine
there's no soccer there... mom going, "Hey, you know what? The new Tool comes out today. Yeah. I'm going to go get the $9.99."
Yeah,
because I hear the Taylor Swift album came out this week too. I'll get them both. Because Taylor Swift had a special edition of her album and also released the regular CD. Oh. You could get her journal that she kept. I might be butchering this. Robin told me about it today. You get the journal that she wrote while she was writing the album.
See, I won't get that, but damn, I think that's cool.
I'm not gonna get that.
No, but I wish. But if more, it was someone that you cared about, did that.
But if it was someone that you cared about, you
would. Because like Guillermo del Toro puts out those nice art books that have a lot of his journal pages in them.
Yeah.
That are fucking fascinating because he also scribbles and draws.
Yeah.
In those, and they're amazing. But I'm like, no, I want a fucking straight up replication of his journals. Not like, well, here's some random pages with movie stills and stuff. It's like, no, I want the fucking book itself.
Yeah.
Just give me a photocopier. Let me go
at
that's,
it. Well, that's what, if you want Taylor Swift's new album, this is it. Because it's a pink diary size thing.
Yeah.
But they also had, and that was like $16.99, they also had the disc for whatever, a CD cost $9.99 or whatever. But yeah, I doubt there were a lot of people that would be in the market for that anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe it did make sense to just release this.
But still, like, if I was at the stage of my life where I couldn't afford that, I'd be so pissed.
Sure.
I mean, you can still get the digital editions.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I didn't even buy a digital edition, but where I pay for Spotify, if I want to download it to my phone, I can.
Yeah.
It'll just go away if I stop paying for Spotify.
Right.
But
so you in essence, have bought the album already.
Yeah.
If you have Spotify, so what's the difference?
And odds are, that's how I'll listen to it more.
Right.
Because I don't have a CD player handy.
Right.
I'll be playing it in my Blu-ray player, for fuck's sake, you know? But I bet that will sound awesome with the 5.1 surround.
Probably.
So.
The other thing that they did, and I didn't notice this until, I think I texted you about it yesterday, the day before, maybe? Maybe it was Friday. They put HD versions of all of their videos up on their YouTube channel, and included what looks like the thing that they play on the big screen during the live show for Vicarious.
Yeah.
Which is basically what all of them are, but it's not your standard MTV video type look.
No, it is not.
It is very much the live show. What do you even call? I don't even know what you'd even call that.
The backdrop.
Sure. The thing that's on the screen behind them.
Yeah.
Where
most bands just have their name. They've got an full-blown fucking animated shit.
Yeah, they have a whole animated show for you for every song. And then plus the HD versions of the other ones, which none of those are in HD.
Which is honestly terrifying. I texted you, so I'm like, I don't know if I want... The video for Prison Sex is fucking weird.
Yeah, it lasted a day on MTV.
Before they called it song number 2 or whatever.
Well, no, that was Stinkfist.
No, Stinkfist, they just called it song number 1.
Oh, track number 1. Oh, they did? They
Yeah, Prison Sex, they gave it like another name. Briefly.
But they pulled that right off the air because of the...
it's fucking disturbing.
Yeah, because
it's amazing, but it's disturbing. Yeah. I mean, it's the whole reason I picked up Salival.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize when I bought Salival that had, like, the CD that is now, like, one of my favorite things ever.
Yeah.
I just bought it. I don't even watch the videos on that anymore. Yeah.
Well, kind of like you're not having a CD, I couldn't, because menus and remotes and stuff have changed so much since that came out, it is like, because I tried to watch it on PlayStation, which is already kind of hard because it's not a standard remote. I couldn't even find menus. I couldn't do anything.
Well, that thing was tough to play when it first came out, too, because you're like, it doesn't have, like, a title track.
Yeah,
shit on there, and you're
it's like the PlayStation didn't even know what to do with it. It's like, I don't know. Here, this.
This is my best guess. Try to play.
I do wish that they had, it's too much to ask for, though, if they had had, the live video of all the live tracks would have been great on that. So if we could go back like 16 or 17 years, When did that come out? 2002? 2000.
Right around... Yeah, it had to have been
2000. Because it was between... Yeah. Yeah, we should go back and do that. That would be a responsible use of time travel.
Yes.
What'd you guys do with that immense power? We added some live video to a 20-year-old DVD.
And then bought a second copy.
And then bought a second copy. Yeah. Bought a second copy and didn't open it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Ryan looked on was looking on eBay, and I guess the Fear Inoculum's going for about $100 already.
Jesus. Because I actually thought about it, possibly picking up a second copy on at Bull Moose that day, because I'm like, I could always just sell the second copy that arrives. Right. And then I'm like, no.
Yeah, you could sell the second one and pay for the other one.
Yeah. I did not, and now it's too late, but I won't regret that decision, honestly.
I should have done that.
But it does not surprise me that it's going for that much more.
Yeah. What did I do that with? Oh, I did that with... I did that with the Fallout 4 Special Edition.
Oh, yeah?
I paid for mine by selling the second one.
Yep.
And I didn't even, like, buy it now. I did a bid, and because I'm not going to be like, hey, that's how much they wanted to give me. So, I sold it for, like, $320 or something.
Yeah.
I totally should have done that. Because if you pre-ordered it on day one, because I only paid, like, $36.
Yeah.
And it was four, and that was shipped.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they shipped.
Yeah.
Free.
They do free shipping over like $25 or $30. Yeah. I can't remember.
And I guess that's why, because it was free shipping on something that cheap, I was surprised that I got it Saturday.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like media mail, you know, and it was going to come all kicked to piss, you know. It went from fucking Sanford to Roxbury and back up, you know.
Nope. Yeah. If I hadn't been at work, I probably would have did that. But I was at work, and I'm like, I should go over there on my break. And then I just decided not to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's at that point, it was on the way anyway, right? Your copy was already on the way anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I know one would like you to be able to put it in... somewhere, rank it somehow, but I have a feeling it's way too early to do that now, but I wouldn't be surprised if I never do. I feel like it'll always be separate. There will always be 10,000 days and earlier and this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'll ever be able to make a top 20 song list again with these six mixed in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that would look like.
Yeah.
Because how do you even try to rank Tempest versus, like, even Sober?
Yeah, you can't.
You know? Like, it's not the same thing. It's not even... But they're both so very clearly...
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the Beatles in a way, where...
Yeah.
There's a big fucking difference between...
I Want to Hold Your Hand in Maxwell's Silver fucking Hammer.
Yeah.
And Revolution, you know?
Big difference.
Yeah.
But it's all very clearly Beatles. Mm-hmm. Wow, and I also have always... This is blowing my mind right now. Ringo, while not a complicated or talented, super hyper-talented drummer... Mm-hmm. Was a very creative percussionist.
Yes.
And he always knew what sounded best.
Oh, yeah. He was a very competent drummer. He just wasn't flashy about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He was more like a jazz drummer.
Yeah.
Almost. And he always chose the right sounds. And it wasn't just, you know, like, again, pick on Poison. I doubt Ricky Rocket ever changed his drum sounds at all. And probably played with basically the same kit his entire career.
Yeah.
Whereas Danny Carey, playing something as intricate as this stuff, is playing with all kinds of different... The drums sound different all the time for each song, and the same was true of Beatles songs. And it wasn't just drums every time. The percussion in every song was specific to the song and not... wasn't just drumming along.
Fucking work today. God damn it.
So So anyway, we squeezed out 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
That's damn good.
All right. By next week, I'm hoping to first find and then start reading Dr. Sleep, because I have not read it at all. I'll watch it this week. And then I'll check around. I bet the... Oh, no, he wouldn't do it now. The Flick Connection guy would probably do a... Wouldn't surprise me if he did a Stephen King-themed episode, but he probably wouldn't do it until October, because that's more that sort of month.
They don't celebrate
his birthday like we do. Yeah, he probably isn't as clued in. Maybe I should just say, hey, listen, I know you don't know how to do things, but we celebrate Stephen King stuff in September, so it would be helpful.
Yes.
What I was going to say...
It makes a great October warm-up.
Yes.
It really does.
What I was going to say was that it would be good if there was a... everything Stephen King that's available to stream right now. Because then I would just watch those, you know, whatever
that's
those happen to be.
Probably some homework I can do this week.
Yeah, find out what ones are around.
Or at least find a good list of them, you know.
Yeah, because I'd like, because I know there's, because there are several that I haven't seen, like the more cheesy, shitty ones.
Some of those cheesy, shitty ones are good, though.
Yeah, well, I remember I watched, I had already seen it, so that wasn't really fair, but when I watched, didn't I watch Children of the Corn like a year or two ago for Stephen King month, and I was like... shocked at how dumb it was.
Mm-hmm.
And also what a dick what's-his-name was to... What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Hell, Terminator. That... Terminator later. Sarah
Linda,
Connor.
Yeah, Linda Hamilton. Hamilton. What's the guy's name, though? Because he was like a TV star, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't fucking matter. But anyway, that's what I'll do this week. And hopefully, maybe I'll watch one of the schlock ones, hopefully. That's. There's got to be some on Shudder. Right?
There usually are, but I don't know what's available right now.
All right. Also, by the time we start recording next week, the PLP League will be rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Because week one officially kicks off on Thursday. Packers-Bears.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing TJ this week.
I am playing...
someone else.
Who the fuck am I playing?
Were you happy with the draft in my
Mike.
League?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, seemed okay. I texted Goose. I'm like, I like our backfield.
Yeah.
Backfield's good.
Yeah.
I would not have expected our starting quarterback to be who it is, but, you know.
Who is it?
Fucking the Bills.
Oh, Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I also have... I took a chance on one of the late running kids. Because I think they can either be... I think even in both situations, there's no one that's going to take over for them.
No.
And I think in both situations, even if they're bad, they're going to score points.
Oh, exactly. That's the thing. There's going to be a lot of games where Buffalo's probably getting their ass handed to them.
Yeah.
And they're going to need to throw a lot.
Well, and just the... Even when they're terrible, even if either, you know, in both cases, him and Lamar Jackson, even if they throw two interceptions and no touchdowns, if they run for 70 yards and score a rushing touchdown, that's a good game for a running back.
Yep.
Then you add on whatever bonus you did get from their passing numbers, and you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
And you took them in the 10th round.
Yeah.
As opposed to the 3rd or 4th or 5th. Yeah, I'm excited. I ended up with very similar teams. I think I had 5 guys that were on both.
Well, you had very similar drafting positions, didn't you?
Yes.
I mean, it's 2 extra teams, but it's...
Yeah, it thins out sooner, but those first couple, you have the same options, basically. Yep. The end of the draft is where the huge difference is. The end of my draft, which is 16 rounds with 14 teams, by the time you get to... Because I like to be taking kicker defense in my 15-16, but man, rounds 12 to 14 are fucking thin. Because that's, at that point, everyone that you have looked at, because most of your websites are set up for 12 team leagues. So, like, you're looking at guys that you haven't heard anything about because they're off everyone else's board because they're past the 212 mark or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had very similar teams. I was happy with teams from both leagues. Yeah, I got sniped a couple times.
We've got McCaffrey, Tariq Cohen, and Duke Johnson in the backfield.
Yep.
That's a fine backfield. That's a fine backfield. Especially, I mean, God, I wish they'd figure out how to use Tariq Cohen well.
He's
capable of running for 50 and catching for 50 every fucking game.
I think that was part of letting Jordan Howard go and bringing in and drafting a guy like David Montgomery, who's a smaller, faster guy.
Yeah.
I think they want to be able to put Cohen out wide on some plays the way the Saints do with Kamara. And then still have someone who can catch the ball in the backfield.
Yeah.
So I think that you, I think he'll probably, I wouldn't be surprised if he sees, he's on the field a higher percentage of the time this year. If that's what they're trying to do, which that's what makes the most sense to me.
We've got Trubisky as the backup QB, which that's a solid backup QB right there.
There really aren't that many
wide receivers, Alshon Jeffrey and Sanu, which they're both capable of putting up big games sometimes.
Well, at the very least, steady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was pleased with the draft.
When Alshon's playing, Alshon's good. You got Vance McDonald too, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
That was, I thought that was my favorite pick of yours. Because that's the my stat of the offseason was the 230 vacated targets in Pittsburgh. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And they're still, it's not like they're going to throw 230 times less, and those have got to go somewhere.
Yep.
And he's the second best option. So I think he's primed to have a huge year. All right, well, that was an hour and 35 minutes. The kids and the misses are back. Sounds like a good time. So we'll be back next week with more King.
Might not be back next week.
We might not be back next week with
King. Despite how it is this week, next week is my on-call week, and we are hurting.
Oh, I might not be here either.
For staff right now. Right now, actually, there are three open shifts next Sunday.
Now that you mention it, I don't think I'm going to be here next weekend either. I think I'm going to fly in next weekend.
Because right now, the reason I've been on the phone all fucking day is because we had two people call out tonight.
Cool.
So the on-call person, Suzanne, is already covering like 12 hours, and she's like, I don't know what to fucking do.
Yeah.
So me being the wonderful, kind-hearted gent that I am is like, if no one can come in, let me know, and I'll fucking cover for you from midnight to 8.
That's pretty fun.
Super. Oh, I already worked 8 to noon today.
Oh, boy.
Because, again, we had openings.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe it will still be, but the 5 week month may end up helping us because we'll still get our four episodes.
Oh yeah, we'll still get a full Stephen King month.
That actually might work out good because I can actually read a couple chapters in 2 weeks as opposed to like 15 pages. All right, so probably be back in 2 weeks.
All right.